Well, they kind of comb that. I was talking to them. I know a lot of times they say the hot winds will hit that and ruin your corn, burn that, you know, and just ruins the corn when it does that.
So they won't drop pollen, huh?
Yeah. That I just call that kind of a tossle on top. And you know, anytime you, I had guys tell me they've seen one of the water standing in their field, but you know, in that there hot wind set it coming north southwest and burn that and run the corn crop.
Huh.
You just don't mind nothing if you burn that.
Boy, that would be disgusting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would.
You have many berries around here?
Oh, places, Robert, and we used to have a lot of stuff here, you know, but the years and all this died out and things. But they raise quite a bit of stuff. You'd be surprised. More than you think, you know.
What kind of berries did you have?
Oh, we had our blackberries and strawberries and things like that. Oh, I had some strawberries out here the other year, you know, but they've died out.
Hmm. You ever raise any raspberries?
No, he never did raise any right here. But you get over around there, out East Cleveland, we go over there a lot of time used to and pick berries and buy them. You know, they got a lot of berries over when you get out of it. Just not too far, maybe 8, 10, 12 miles.
Huh. Raspberries too.
Yeah, you got to put it everything, you know.
Huh.
And they'll have what's called picking days of advertising. You go over and they'll put you on a row, you know. Oh, people, this there and droves.
And you pick for commission? Or?
No, you buy them and you pick them, they sell them to you for so much after you pick them.
Oh.
So much a gallon, you pick them.
Gee, that's a good way to do it.
Oh, yeah. I went over there when there's all this crowd of people. Me and brother went on one time in trouble. We played too much, too many people there.
That's when you were kids.
The folks weren't long. They didn't know what we was doing, you know. And we was having a lot of fun that day. So many people there, like a celebration.
Yeah, it's strange. You used to get a bunch of people together and it was always a holiday.
Yeah, just like a holiday for me.
Just the people were so darn much fun. What do you call this thing that you find out around trees sometimes? It grows when the soil is wet, it's white, and just sort of...
Oh, a toadstool we call it.
Uh-huh.
Toadstool. Toadstool, I mean.
Well, they're miserable, aren't
they?
Oh,
yeah, they come up one time. They just come up, I don't know where they come from.
Boy, they get big, too.
Yeah, they bet they get big.
Do you have any of those around here that you can eat?
Well, I never did eat them, but we have a lot of them around here one time. One time they come up around here and there, you know. And I never did eat them, you know, and I didn't know whether it was good to eat or not, you know.
There's one kind that you can eat. I don't think it's called a toadstool. It's a mushroom or...
Oh, mushroom? Oh, they're good, a mushroom.
Yeah.
But Berthy, I think, bought them lots of times. Mushrooms. Yes, I can remember.
They pick them around Stillwater down in the river bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
Well, along in the woody slopes anyway. They get the big old spongy ones.
Mm-hmm. And I bet they're good.
Yeah, they're dandy. I have never found any. Of course, I haven't gone looking.
Yeah.
But they're out there. Oh, what are popular smokes around here for men? Pipes?
Seemed like it's a lot of smoking cigarettes. I tell you, it used to be, the standard used to be here when I was born was Prince Albert and them old brands. But you know they've got so many new kind of cigarettes anymore. They've got 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear them advertised over the radio, television. Why, I tell you, they've got so many kinds, it's all changed. But we used to have a standard, you know, pipes and Prince Albert, that was one of the leading tobaccos every place, you know. But any more of that ain't even popular.
They smoke cigars much?
Oh, quite a bit. They got so high, a lot of people don't smoke like they used to.
Uh-huh.
But it's some people smoke the cigars anymore. White Owl used to be quite a cigar, you know.
Yeah.
Some of them, you know.
You don't smoke, do you?
No, I don't smoke or drink or nothing. Boy, nice. Them Frenchmen, they all like a little drink. I a lot of time, I'll have a pint.